Yesu yibazima abooluganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Musiibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Nja kusaba otambule tambulemu obuze ku muganda wo.
I request you move around, greet of your neighbor.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
Wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Katonda omulamu.
Which come from the living God.
Kitaawe w'emyoyo gyonna.
Father of all spirits.
Kitaffe yatubikako mbiri n'amagumba n'ennyama.
Father who come as with flesh. Skin and bones.
Yayogera mu Yobu essula ey'ekkumi.
As he spoke in Job chapter 10.
Era n'atugamba mu Yeremiya essula esooka.
He told us in Jeremiah chapter 1.
N'olwokusatu paka olwokuna.
Verses 3 and 5.
Nti nakumanya nga tonnaba kubeera mu lutu lwa maama wo.
I knew you before you were in your mother's womb.
Nga sinnakubumbako mubiri.
Before I put skin on you.
Kituufu ddala kitaffe yatumanya.
Indeed our father knew us.
Bayibuli mwogerako mu Zabbuli ya 9.
The first piece of him in Psalms 90.
Nti Mukama wali kifo kyaffe eky'okutuulamu.
God, you were our dwelling place.
Emirembe gyonna ensozi nga tezinnaba kubaawo nga tonnabumba nsi
n'ebintu
omugambe neera tiyatulondera edda mu ye nga mubeefeesi esula esooka olw'okusatu paka olw'okutaano kitaffe yatulondera edda mu ye ng'ensi tennaba kubaawo
fe
okumubeerera abaana
mugambe
tekiri mu nsobi gwe okubeera omwana wa Katonda yakulonda kuva dda nadda era tuli mu kifo kikyamu okwongera okumanya ebiringa ebyo mukama akikubalira okuba omukisa olw'okwezuula okufaanana bwe kutyo n'okimanya nti yakulonda yakuyita dda yakwawula dda kale naawe n'ojja mu bwawule obwo bayibuli eyogera mu Baruumi essula ey'omunaana nti bye yalonda yayita yabalonda yabaawula dda era yabategekera obutuukirivu weebale kubweyuna weebale okukkiriza okuyitibwa okwo weebale okukkiriza okulondebwa okwo era twebaza omwoyo omutukuvu atuyambye okubikkulirwa ebiringa ebyo nga tugwanidde okubeera abaana ba Katonda era bwe twali tuweddemu amaanyi Baruumi essula ey'omunaana nnyo ekkumi n'ennya paka olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga omwoyo omutukuvu n'ajja mu ffe n'agamba nti kitaffe n'agenda mu maaso n'otukaabya nti kitaffe tulyoke tujjukire nti ddala tulina kitaffe ow'omu ggulu era ne Kristo ekyo kye yakola bwe twali twerabidde ebiro bingi n'atugamba tebanga ne kitammwe omulala ku nsi kubanga kitammwe ali omu ali mu ggulu nga Matayo 23:9 kale obukakafu obulinga
obwo
butuzaayo mu Yeremiya essula ey'okusatu kumi na mwenda nti bwe muli dda mumpitenga taata so temuddanga mabega naffe kankano twebaza Katonda kubanga twakomyewo gy'ali era tumuyita kitaffe so tetukyaddamu kwerabira kumuyita taata era tetukyerabira kutukuza linnya lye ng'okusaba okwatuyigirizibwa kitaffe ali mu ggulu n'erinnya lyo litukuzibwe tuli wano nga twagala okukola ebyasooka waggulu w'eggulu nga twagala okuleeta omusana kubanga mu ye temulimu kizikiza wadde nkakasanga ebigambo ebyo bigambo ebitukoze obulungi ddala tetuddanga mabega naye tumuyitenga kitaffe w'omuggulu ebbanga lyonna era tulwanenga okutuuka gy'ali kubanga atulindiridde n'essanyu lingi kubanga yatulondera edda mu yeffe okumubeerera abaana kale newankubadde ng'oli ku nsi eno akulindiira osobole okuddayo mu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu akulindiridde mu maka g'ewaffe ewaffe mu ggulu mukama akuwa omukisa weebale kujja weebale kubuuza ku muganda wo weebale omwagaliza ebisinga obulungi ebyo ebiva eri kitaffe w'omuggulu mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu twebaza Katonda olw'akaseera akalungi katwongedde wansi w'enjuba ffenno buli lukya ne tuba nga tukulabye enkomerero tugenda mu maaso n'okwebaza Katonda oba oli awo yandinguddeko nga seeterezesa manye enkomerero za mirundi nga zizo
the end is of time, many different. They are like of three times. We have the end of the body. We have the end of the judgment. Of the coming of the Lord Jesus. The first now of heavens and earth. We have the third end. Of the lake of fire to melt the spirits.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
Yes, I got a name of saying I said it is.
I don't want any of them to find me when I'm not aligned myself. The end of the body, that's its death. And it's the other end of the judgment, which takes away heavens and earth, which are. And there is the other end, which melts the spirits of the evil,
to
take them away to the lake of fire.
Yet
the saints move on to the new heavens and new earth. And that's why I say we thank God every day which comes. And we see the end of taking away heavens and earth has not come. Every day coming and the end of your body has not come. You move on, thank God, has given you time to align yourself.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much. But we thank God
for
giving us a good moment like that. We want to move on to the schemes of Satan. Satan's schemes against God and his church. We started March 2nd, Corinthians chapter 2, verses 11.
God
picks this by his spirit. Let's read there and we hear.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri esula ya kubiri olunyirwa 11.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
Sitani alemengo kutwe kulumbalizako kubanga tetuli ngaba tategera nkweze.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Sitani
Satan
alemengo kutwe kulumbalizako
not outwit us.
For
we are not like those who don't know of these schemes.
But you know,
in this place,
God has
helped us and has helped the world.
Mostly
his church, his saints. Move on, reveal us schemes of Satan.
Anytime
you don't know them, Satan outwits you. Now, as we separate the Spirit of God and his works of righteousness, from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness, we are one on one of the last topics.
Where
we looked at the spirit of Satan, which is like the beast. It fights humanity to shift him from the image of God to appear in the image of an unusual beast. Yet the Holy Spirit
Christ
restores us to the true image of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we started much in that part. Reaching to this heading, one of the last and the subheadings inside is that the fourth beast, which is known as the Roman Empire,
he
fought the right Christ and his church, the saints, to bring its image, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church. There are across many religions and the many beliefs which appeared like and they attached themselves to the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That fourth beast, in the bracket, we know it's the spirit of Satan, which appeared in the Roman Empire. After fighting the right Christ and this church, his saints, to bring its image,
Roman Catholic Church,
the Roman Catholic Church. There arose many religions and many beliefs which appeared like and attached themselves to the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We so much on the Roman Empire, also saw how Roman Catholic came about after fighting the gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
baasembayo na kukyusa kanisa ya Kristo
ended by changing the church of Christ
okuva mu batukuvu
to shift from the saints
okuleeta ekizimbe
to bring it bless the building
ekyazimbibwa nga St. Peter Basilica
Church which was built as the St. Peter Basilica Church
Vatican
at Vatican
obe manyiddwa nga Roman Catholic Church
or which is known as the Roman Catholic Church
kali ukugwa kwali kunene nnyo
now the folic was so great
iranga twalaba nti entandikwa yabyo
and we still saw that its beginning
era yatandikira ddala okubanga egwira ddala ekkanisa
and the church totally began to fall
mwaka ogwo ogwa 312
and around 312
n'okutuyingira ddala mu 399
and to entering 349
ekkanisa yali emaze okulabika nga efunye olutalo olwo
the church had already gotten that battle
so tweyongere mu mwaka gwa 583
we have gone to the year 583
tulaba eddiini y'obuisiraamu
and we see the Muslim Islam religion
obusiraamu n'omuzikiti
Islam and the mosque
nga si ye katondo si bwa katondo omulamu
and it's not of the living God
era nga si ennyumba ya katondo kanisa ya katondo
the house of God the church of God
binti bitwalaba ku ddiini yayo
we so much of that religion
n'ebyefaananyiriza bingi
and many things are claiming to appear like
But
when we finished
it,
we began to see the Protestants.
Yes, he was with
Praise you. Jesus so much.
We are
moving on with the second part.
Yes, he was with
Praise
you.
Jesus so much.
In 517,
there arose the Protestants, which is known as the Christians. It's what seems like salvation, which had arisen. But at the end, it ended when it had been taken over by the Roman Catholic Church. And it appeared to be no more salvation.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So we are going to
now we move on with the second part, which concerns the Protestants. In the 517
AD, Protestant,
there arose the Protestants, known as Christianity today. In those days, it was what was salvation, what had been arisen again. But at the end of it all, it too went back to be enrolled under the Roman Catholic Church. Now it's the destruction of salvation which had arisen as
Protestant,
the Protestants to protest against Catholicism.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. Maybe as we move on to see the three points we ended explaining which caused them to separate for Protestant or the Christianity that's the way they know of it. In separating themselves from Catholics,
they
had three reasons they based on. The major three reasons, which they still move upon today. Yet, there are reasons which made the foundation of Protestants,
that
which was salvation which arose those days. And the first reason, Martin Luther said, when he protested against Catholicism, for Catholicism was saying that the person can enter the kingdom of heaven when they only have acts and actions and they have no faith. And just as they move on to do it even today. But Martin Luther, who began the Protestants, salvation which had arisen in the year 517, he said the person cannot reach heaven except when they have faith. But he said that faith enough was enough for someone. Just as God explained those issues, we were shown that faith enough is not alone is not enough. And it also needed the acts to back it. Now we
reached
and looked, some of the reasons which caused the problem was those.
That
someone could not reach heaven without believing God. Without believing his word.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But still faith without works, we saw it and it's dead.
Now,
this caused them never to even confess salvation.
For
the act of believing involved confessing salvation. Now we saw many things on the other day on what concerns the first point.
And
Martin Luther says,
a
person can get salvation to reaching heaven by only having faith and there are no actions backing it. For he protested against the Catholicism, that which said a person can reach heaven when they only have actions and they have no faith.
Now
almost we looked into them. We want to look at the second reason. The second reason we are to see today,
Martin Luther later,
which Martin Luther brought.
Martin Luther, yagamba,
Martin Luther said
the Bible,
that the Bible
yali no kuvamu ebifuge kanisa,
out of it was to come what governs church. Yali,
yali no kufuge kanisa.
It's what has to govern church.
Obe okugamu obuyinza,
or to give authority
obwe kanisa,
of church.
Obaji Tuandi said the Bible is a central religious authority.
He said that the Bible ye no kuvamo ebifuga e kanisa yonna.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
We can yari ategeza what
meaning this on the second issue.
The Bible,
that the Bible
yari no kutula kirange kanisa bichibitu ino kukona.
It was what to command us as church what we are to do.
Nibe tutalina kukona.
And what we are not meant to do.
Ne wangu badoru waliru.
Even though today
Protestant,
Protestantism is no more like that.
It
no more believes in that issue.
For
they can get someone else and they speak what they want. And they are taken to be holy. But we want to move on lighten on that issue. The rightful salvation, it moves on believing.
That
without the word of God, there is nothing which was made. Nothing is to be made.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
I told you in 517,
Martin Luther raised this his point. By the Spirit of God, don't reveal it to him. That the Bible, what to command us what to do and not what to do in the church. For it's what gives the authority. Catholicism believed in those days just as today you see them. That any saint can bring in something new in it. He can speak his what he wants. And they add in the Bible. You know, these reasons are a bit heavy. And someone can ask, how was it like that? That is one of the reasons why Protestantism arose. Protestantism arose as salvation. In the year 517.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Right
now, Protestants are no more on the issue of salvation. For commands given by the Holy Spirit those days. But the Bible, what is to give us authority? What to be done and not what's not to be done? As church.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So now,
now everywhere where there is meant to be salvation,
Bible yet not to obuyinza.
It's Bible which can give us authority. But what we are to do and not what we do.
It
never accepts any person to come out and add this on and they add on or subtract from it. Even though to twist anything.
So
now it was right in those days. In the year 517, when Martin Luther separated from the Catholics to create the Protestants, which is known as Christianity today,
is
some of the reasons the Holy Spirit pointed for him
to
show him that the Roman Catholic had already fallen a long time and it was not the Church of God. And the first reason we gave it to you before, when the Spirit revealed it, without faith, no salvation. Faith which comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Looked at the second reason.
That
Bible is what is to give authority to church. What to be done and not what is not to be done. This is the reason we want to look onto today.
And
we shall call all our brethren the Protestants, those known as the Christians, come back to salvation which began in 517. Come back, hold down these reasons.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we want to check and we get the proof. Is it right?
Bible
is what is meant to be. Is Bible what meant to be giving church authority on what to do? And you're not accepted to subtract or to add in it, neither to twist anything.
And
we want to ask ourselves a question. Is Protestantism still on this issue? Taking the Bible has to command us what to do, and what is to give us authority on what to do and what is not to be done. Now at the end he'll judge us. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14 that two or three let them preach, and those who hear let them judge.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In all what I want to first tell you, nothing which can be done without the word of God. It's impossible. And if you want to do like that, know your faith is dead.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. If you say you have any religion or belief, yet you, there is another source you get things to preach to the people. Or you have your own command, which you're going to put in place which Bible has never commanded. That your faith is not of God. Bible says, Romans 10:17. As we speak of authority given us from the word of God, the Bible as the church,
to
be able to do or not to do. Let's hear.
Barumi esula ya 10 olinyirwa 17.
Romans 10:17.
Kale okukkiriza kuva mu kuwulira n'okuwulira mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Ng'ensonga eyasooka waggulu bwe twawulira.
As the first reason above we heard, that the servant of God Martin Luther, we ask even what was his gift.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Some
people
first realized that he was an apostle.
Okusigukura.
To uproot.
No kusimba.
And to plant.
Okusigukura Katonda byatasi.
To uproot what God never planted.
Bire bitali mu kigambo
kye. And what's not in his word.
Ate no kusimba ekigambo kya Katonda.
Even to plant the word of God.
Yes, he was when.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nsonga wakuru je twasoke gama. Ya gama ndi awatali kukiriza.
The reason we saw about say without faith, there is no salvation. There is no heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It was right. That's what supports the second reason. Here we are not Protestants, brethren. All those known as Christians, we are born again in the name of the born again Christians. For born again is not a name. Salvation. Safety is not a name.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. But we wanted first to strengthen that reason. When salvation arose as Protestants in those days, passing through Martin Luther, some of the major reasons, he said by the Spirit of God, Bible is what is to give us authority on what to do and what not to do.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
that is the word of God. Yet Catholicism says, just as they move on to say, any saint can release any new command.
And
it's holy and it's put in the scriptures.
But
we want to prove was those reasons right.
The Bible
is what is to command what to do and not what to do. And it's what gives authority. That's why we began with Romans 10:17. And we are told these words. Romans 10:17.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Any person saying they will move in faith, it's hard to just move without having the word of God. And it's hard to come to God except when you believe that he's existing. Yet you cannot believe when you don't have his word.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now when you look to Hebrews 11, verses 6, he speaks this. Hebrews 11 verses 6.
Era awataba kukiriza, techiinzika kusimibwa. Kubanga jeri katonda, chimu gwando kukiriza nga katonda wali. Era nga yemugami wempere liyaba wamunonya.
Yes, it was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Atugambi what?
He tells us this.
Hebrews
11 6.
Ndi.
Without faith, no one can please God. And he said the one coming to God, it's required of them to have faith. Many people say they believe God, yet they have never heard of his word. And it surprises how they believe. For according to what it tells us, Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, if we who come to God, or to serve him, we began a religion as the others speak. How do we begin? How does a person begin a religion of God? And how can someone begin believing God? How can you dare begin it? For if you say a religion or a belief can exist,
it's
given commands by people, and person puts this as a religion, and it has no Bible, the word of God, is it possible?
Yes, we have
to praise Jesus so much. If the one who comes to God, as Hebrews 11 says,
I know
they have to believe God exists. Their faith will come from where? That's what Bible explained in the Romans 10:17. That faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Why do we pass here like this? It's hard to say you are a religion of God, or you are a belief of God, and your foundation is not of the word. You read in the Bible, but you can add other things within it. What is in it, you subtract from them and you refuse them.
kizibu kuba nti olina obuyinza obuva wabwenu.
Have authority from outside it.
Ensonga eyo,
that reason,
omutume Martin Luther gye yafulumya,
which Apostle Martin Luther released,
mwaka gwa 1517,
in the 1517,
Protestant,
when he began the Protestant,
salvation
which arose those days, to protest against the Calvinism. Because they had begun and put aside the word of God, and they picked out what pleased them, and it's what they used. And they gave them authority making new books and to enter in the Bible their
things.
And when you get the evangelist, you find in it many other books. They gave themselves authority.
So Protestant, now
when Protestantism was beginning, it began as salvation.
Stood
on foundation of believing the word of God. And it said in those days, nothing is to be done except the word of God commands us.
And
if it refuses us, it refuses us, we are not to do it. That's the person who comes to God.
Required
of them believe God exists,
and
he rewards all those who believe him. You can't believe him without his word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why it's the Romans
10:17.
Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Let me tell you many times, we are deceived by different beliefs. Many things are raised like religion, others are like beliefs.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they appear as if they are on Christ Jesus. If authority of all that they do is not gotten from the word of God, that is not a belief of God. Before God, there is one faith, that coming from hearing his word. Those followed no subtracting, no adding on them, and there's no twisting anything.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. Before God, there's no many types of faith. Just as people say, I have my own faith. If you have your own faith, it is yours, it's not of God. Let me read it for you in Ephesians. Ephesians
4.
Let's see whether there are many beliefs and faith.
Amen.
Ephesians 4 from verse 1.
Omusibe mu mukama waffe okutambulanga nga bwe kusaanira okuyitibwa kwe mwayitibwa. Olunya olwokubiri, n'obukakamu bwonna n'obuwombeefu n'okugumiikiriza nga muzibinkirizagananga mu kwagalana. Olunya olwokusatu, nga munyikiranga okwekuuma obumu obw'omwoyo mu kusibibwa n'emirembe. Olunya olwokuna, omubiri guli gumu n'omwoyo omu era nga nammwe bwe mwayitibwa mu kusuubira okumu okw'okuyitibwa kwammwe. Olunya olw'okutaano, mukama waffe omu okukkiriza kumu okubatiza kumu. Olunya olw'omukaaga,
Yesu
praise Jesus so much.
Mukama waffe abeera omu.
Our Lord is one.
Okukkiriza kuli ki?
The faith is one.
Olowooza abantu bayinza okuba n'enzikiriza ez'enjawulo.
You think people may have different beliefs? It's through this Bible. It's what gives us authority. What we are to do and what we are not meant to do.
You
don't just tell us you dreamt.
Don't
tell us you saw. All that you saw is written down. It was also written down, we shall understand it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Nothing you can see which wasn't written down, even if it's falsehood. It was written that they are liars, and they lie and deceive like this and that. Even the truth was written.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The truth is, no one can have a faith and they have no word of God when they have gotten that faith not in the word of God or in the Bible. Most people say, maybe we can have faith, but it is impossible. When they tell us the faith is one, our Lord is one, the faith is one.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus so much. But I told of that faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
So
now it's very hard to think that you can begin a religion and believe and you have no word of God. Where are you getting to get commands you're going to do? What you are to refuse to do, where are you to get them from? How will you prove you are on God when you command yourself your own things? It means you will be on Satan right now. When Satan speaks lies, he speaks which comes from his. When you see they say that's a religion, yet there are things they put in to do as they attach themselves on the Bible, yet they add in it and subtract and they twist. When there are even some scriptures they don't believe,
you pray,
no, that's not the belief of God and that's not God's religion. Now listen like this. People are confused. What is the word belief?
Yes, we have
praised Jesus. A belief is when people wake up and they say there's something they believe in. But those who believe God, they must be believing His word.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. All the rest can wake up in the day and they believe in a tree. You can be believing in your father. Oh, your mother. That's not a belief, it's dead faith.
That's
right, full faith is one which under the sun. And that faith comes from hearing. And hearing the word of God. And it's the believing of God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. Religion. These are actions of a belief.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
As we don't take it,
we expect you to realize the word believe. A pastor wakes up in the day and they believe in something. Believe that thing, it will work for you or it will help you. There are many things out called faith. And but before God, there is one faith. One faith which comes from hearing and hearing His word. He refuses you what? He accepts you what? But the word religion, these are actions of a belief. Those who believe in the Rastafarians. It's a religion of the Rastafarians. And they have their religions and their actions which you joined them up. When you join them, you have to play those Rastafarian hair. If you're walking, you have to move jamming like that.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
But think that Buga Machi Wage.
Now, what I try to say is this.
Omutube Martin Luther,
Apostle Martin Luther,
in 1517. Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Protestantism
and salvation which arose then to protest against Catholicism, which had destroyed salvation and the rightful church of the saints.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. Some of the reasons they gave him, which the Holy Spirit revealed him,
Bible,
that the Bible, the word of God,
it's
what gives a church or a belief or a religion authority over what they are to do and what they are not to do.
Yet Catholicism
moved on to say just as they said today.
Any saint can come and
bring in something new.
And
it's entered in their books.
And they
met the book, the
Evangelist,
which has the command they brought in it.
And
the Pope so spoke this.
So, the
issue of the servant Martin Luther is right. Even though
today
those moving in Protestantism,
they
forgot that that was salvation which had arisen.
And
these issues they didn't hold on
them. That's
why we resume call them come to salvation.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus,
Son
of the living God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
We've
spoken like this. The faith is meant to be one, which comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God.
And
we've said this religion,
these
are actions of a belief.
Yet
even the belief of God,
faith
coming from here
and the word of God,
we have act, they commanded us to do this and that.
The
word religion,
it
doesn't mean a group of the Catholics,
but
a group of the Protestants or the Muslims.
But it
means they have common actions they do.
And it doesn't
take you to heaven that you have a religion.
Yes, we have a spirit.
Praise Jesus. Think of a religion never takes you to heaven. You have to ask yourself what religion you are in. Or what religion do you have?
If you
did first believe the word of God, give you what to do and what not to do, you have no religion.
But
the word of God alone gives us the right full religion, right full action of God.
That's
why he speaks to James like this. Listen very well. If anyone considers himself religious and they cannot handle their tongue, they can speak vulgar, they can quarrel,
they
abuse different abuses,
speak
all worthless
words,
their religion benefits nothing.
Now,
what is a religion? Religion are acts of a belief.
If you
find someone worthless, they have a belief of the worthless
and people,
and they attach on actions of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
Catholicism is a religion.
Straight
know they have their actions.
Bowing
to idols and things like those.
They
totally do things God refused.
There
are many religions in this world.
And they come
from the many beliefs under the sun.
But
before God, there is one faith
which
comes from hearing and hearing his words.
It
means what?
You can
search for how many are still in the faith.
Those
still in the religion of God.
Most
people ask apostle, what is that?
Are
we in a religion? We are in a belief.
Have
you understood of a religion?
These are
actions
which
agreed upon people to make a group of
themselves
according to what they believe.
And
they begin to do those actions for their belief.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
When he goes
to verse 27, he says this.
Yakobo esule soko ni nyurabi ni mwa msangu.
James chapter 1 verses 27.
Edini enongo feteri muko. Mumaso kaka tunda chitafe yenu.
Katika tunda chitafe yenu dini yenu.
God our father has his religion.
Edini.
Religion actions.
Ninga chukida anoku kilisa kumu.
Yet you remember he has one faith.
And
whoever comes to him passes through that faith to reach him.
Okujeri
to come to the Father.
You
have to hear the word of God.
No,
and you get be in that one faith.
You
don't join on hear stories.
Many of you
got in stories of people. I went to heaven. I was
there.
And they speak stories to you. And you
believe them.
Yet you're getting out of faith. Let them give you scriptures to point on the things they tell you.
And
you remain not have shifted from faith. And you remain in the religion of God. The religion of God says what? That's the only pure religion.
One,
before God. Doing actions the Bible has told you. And to refuse what refuses you. Many people have no religion even on the world.
Maybe
they are religions of Satan. But religion of God, it shouldn't deceive you.
You
have to first see that person has faith.
And
that faith comes from hearing the word of God. And they don't twist it. They don't add in it. They don't subtract from it. If they begin to be led, and you ask them, show me your religion. Those are the actions now. God refused
to
do this. Why do you do that? That means you have no religion. You have no acts of faith. People took it as a group of people. You took it how? Let me ask you. You thought what is religion?
Think
of the thought you had before that.
And
when they ask you which religion are you?
I'm
not religious.
I
am born again. If you gather, if you ask this thing of religion, I have no religion. But you spoke all that because of ignorance. And they asked you have a religion, that yes, I believe in the word of God and to do as it commands me. That's my religion. What else? Don't ask me people religion. No.
We
reveal what's religion. Why have we passed
there?
That you understand. For Apostle Martin Luther,
Protestant,
when he began Protestantism,
salvation
which arose then
in 1517.
Some of the reasons the Holy Spirit gave him. Protest against Catholicism, which
was
and which was doing. Can command new commands. And he said, no. Authority of doing things. Of not doing. And also of church. Or a belief. Or a religion. Of God. That authority must come from the word of God. It comes from the Bible.
Even
though we tell our brethren Protestants, or those known as Christians, these issues you cast them aside long time. Many years back, it was in the 1800s when you shifted from that foundation.
And
we call you back to salvation.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. But we are explaining on the issue of faith, which comes from hearing the word of God. You can't say you believe God
but
you don't hear his word. And we show you this religion. Their actions
abantu balina enzikiriza nyingi ku nsi kuno.
People have many beliefs on the world.
Mulimu abakkiriza mbuta n'aba.
There are those who believe in not bathing. When
they
tell you to bring religious beliefs on the world, you may not finish them. If they believe in not bathing, they attach it to their religion. They will not bath. Even washing, they will not wash. Now they wash. Why? If they don't bath. All of God had a religion, yet people don't know. And it's one, the faith
one
to him, which comes from hearing his word. And his religion is one.
Acts
coming from faith,
which
coming from hearing his word.
And
if you do anything, and you say you have a religion,
God
is believing the word of God, your religion benefits nothing. And it's not of God. Let's finish James 1:27. James chapter 1 verse
27. Okulambulanga aba enfunzi ne bannamwandu mu bunaku bwabwe n'okwekuumanga obutaba na mabala ag'omunsi.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Alaga eddiini entuufu eri yokka bwetu.
Rightful religion, which pure is one.
Eri Katonda Kitaffe.
Before God the Father.
Okukkiriza kuli kumu.
The faith is one.
Kuva mukuli anokuli ekigambo.
Coming from hearing his word.
Era oyo ajjajja ali kyalina okukola.
The one coming to him has to do that.
Okukkiriza oluvannyuma lw'okuwulira ekigambo.
Living after hearing his word.
Eddiini yo ebeera egyo.
This religion is
ntuufu.
And it's right.
Okukola bikolwa by'ekigambo.
Doing acts of the word of God.
So okukkiriza okutaliko bikolwa
ebyo. Now faith without works is dead.
Kubanga ebikolwa by'ebikolwa eddiini yo.
For works are what
make eddiini esaani the
maso ga religion.
Kyalira
visiting the orphans, orphans, the widows, keeping yourself against all pollutions and spots of the world. That will be a church which has no spot in the wrinkle. It means against all sports of the world. Go back, read
Bible.
Confusing you, when you do this, you get a sport. When you do the other, you are holy. Have you understood
it? You
not be able to keep yourself in the belief of God. When you don't hear his word, you don't read his word, you don't want to do as it commands, you do as the word commands.
No
religion you have. What you have perhaps religions of Satan. Religions of Satan are spoken of in Colossians, which people invent. They put in place their own religions. Many things are put on this world like religion.
They're like
attaching themselves on Christ.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. But in all we are looking much. I don't want much move on explain of a religion. But I hope it's been revealed of you. Don't be out at you with people you don't have a religion.
Bible
will bring a scripture, read it to you.
Your
right religion of God is this.
Will
you refuse it in that moment?
Sometimes
born again want to urge you over things we don't understand.
Sometimes
wisdom light has not filled yet well.
If
I have no religion, leave me alone.
The
man who bring out a scripture, they quote it. They say, do you have a Bible? Yes.
So read
me James, chapter 1, verse 27.
He says
the religion of God, you begin to
You begin to struggle, answer. You must have been revealed what's the religion. All those who wrap them up, they are put aside. Want that whoever comes to God has to believe God exists. It is the rewarder to all who believe Him. Yet remember one thing. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Now it means you can't get authority which does anything. And you prove what you do is of God. And the word of God has not commanded you that. You are not sure whether you go to heaven or where. Now many religions and many beliefs in the world. Even there is the false salvation. And you wake up, you do something. And the pastor has just spoken it. That prophet. That apostle. That teacher. Speak it and you do it. You're going to start here. You move around 12 times. We capture this city. You stand up.
Let the
pastor read for you where they moved around 12 times.
And
they meant what?
Careful
of this part very well. No salvation can begin without the words. No faith which to God happens without the Bible there. You can't say you have a religion of God when you have no Bible.
It
alone can show you what you're to do and what you're not to do. Because the religion
is
not a mere group. But it's a group with its actions. You know, in the latter days, the Bible says people will abandon the faith. But many.
Banji.
Many who began those things to abandon the faith, the rightful faith. Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 4. First Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Na yomu ayogera lwatu nti munako ezoluvanyuma walibawa baliva mukukiriza ngaba ulireme yejichamia nokuyigiriza kwa basetani.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Omoyo mutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Yavunanyizwa kukunganya Bible.
He was responsible for gathering this Bible.
Chigambo chakatonda.
The word of God.
Chagama ndi munakuzoruva
ni said in the latter day.
Walibawa walipa mukukiriza.
There were people who abandoned the faith.
Ngaba ulira iranga bagoberebe yejichamia.
And they hear deceiving spirits.
Nokuyigiriza kwa basetani.
And the teaching of the demons. You think
now
for you, we have a religion language and we say those religions, okay, those beliefs, how many of them you prove they are still in the faith? And what is faith? We've spoken on the foundation that God began with Martin Luther in the 1517, when he began Protestantism, to protest against
Calvinism,
which had shifted from the word of God, just as they are today. God tells him, restore the foundation of the word of God.
He
said, no authority we can get without the Bible giving it to us.
Without
the word of God lighting for us.
Yes, we have
praise
been.
Jesus so much. There are many things begun. Others seem to have the word, yet they have twisted, distorted it. Others, they have subtracted, added in it. Those who are in there, they think they are in the faith. And that they believed God.
abamu bali mu ddiini balo ddiini ddiini ya Katonda naye tamanyi na kigambo ddiini kyokka
kitegeeza
tujewe nga kwomuwaka genda obuuza abali mu ddiini
bannange
ddiini
kyeki
akati omuntu obeera otya mu kintu ky'otamanyi
bannaogenda
kikola
otya
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Ask a Muslim, what is the religion? That you have a religion of the Islam. What is the religion? So
you've
not asked who began it. What is it? When they begin something, they have to show you what they are beginning. And where is it coming from? Many people will abandon the faith. And they abandon it
long time.
Find a person believes in a holy apple. And they sell it to them. Where did you get this?
And
where was it written that you believe it?
Katambala.
They believe in a handkerchief. That I read it.
Apostles.
They used to drop down handkerchiefs.
They
fell on people to be healed.
Babu
they, how much did they buy them?
When it
fell on someone expect they bought them like today, how you buy them?
Not
the word
Bible.
Say the Bible.
Yeah, no fuga echiitibwa okukiriza Katonda.
What has to govern what we call believing God? The church. Or a belief.
The
belief of God.
Not
believe without God's words. We cannot come to Him. Whoever comes to Him must believe God exists.
But
how can they believe?
That's why we are
careful.
For
many people teach many things. People enter in faith as they say. And they even shake their hands in approving
what they are
and when they capture them on television,
they see that
another has been captured, touched by the preaching, they are shaking their hands like that. They claim their faith. But before God, there is one faith.
When you believe
your story, whether another speaks how,
you
never believe from hearing His words. I prove you'll abandon the faith, the one faith of God. If you have things they command you to do, that you do them in the name of God,
and
not the word of God commanding you. It's rightful light.
You
prove your religion and your belief they have no meaning.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
impossible to be to have a faith
in God
and you have no His word.
And you Bible
says in Romans. Let's get back in
Romans.
Romans chapter 10. How will they believe when no one is sent to them? It means they have to send someone. They send him. When he's sent by who? And he's told him what? Have we reached there?
Barumi esula ya 10 olunyole 14.
Romans 10 verses 14.
Kale bali kabira batya go batanakiriza.
Oyinzu tutani ko saba Katonda kama olwaliro zendasa.
Today save me.
Katonda mukiriza.
Yet you've not believed him.
Ne atakatu una mukirizo tyanga tomuulide.
How will you believe him when you've not heard him?
Echidala
the other.
Okakasa tyanga ikatonda omulamu.
How are you going to be sure that is the living God?
Someone
can preach their things they want and they preach you their God. These days people have their own gods.
We
speak of the fallen angels, the demons.
How
can you prove that's the rightful God? kubanga bamukiriza basoko kumukiriza nga kigambo.
Those who first believed, him as the word.
Kigambo kya Mukama ne kijira Ibrahim.
The word of God came to Abraham.
Nibamukiriza.
They believed him.
Era ekyokulabirako kye tusobola okukakasa nti tukiriza Katonda oyo.
Somehow we can prove that we believe that God.
Musa agamba Katonda.
Moses tells God.
When natuuka yeri.
When I will reach there.
Banambuza nti Katonda kye yakutumye.
When they ask which God sent you.
Abantu bali bakimanyi nti abantu batumba bwa Katonda
abenjawulo. People knew that people are sent by different gods.
Musa yali akimanyi bulungi bajja kumubuuza Katonda kye
yakutumye. Moses knew well they will ask him which God sent him.
Era amannya ge yali.
And what are his names?
Aduna mugamba.
God told him.
I am. Kendo bagamba I am. Ndichendi. Ndi yatumye.
I am has sent me.
Agamba ezo zijja kuba kiboko kubanga.
Those will be beatings.
Na mudamu na agamba Katonda wa Ibrahim, Isaka ni Yakobo.
They tell him God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
Makuru kyagali mukigambe.
What meaning in that word?
Ndi wali abaali bamuweereza.
Those who have ever served him.
Era bamuweereza batya.
And how did they serve him?
Katusobola kugamba.
Now you can't say.
Ngenda saba Katonda.
I'm going to ask God.
Ngenda kukiriza.
I'm going to believe.
Nenza simuliranga.
But I've never heard of him.
Simanyi na kigambo kye bukiri.
I don't even know of his word.
Kinasoboka kitya?
How possible will that be?
Ire kugamba nti wasalawo kukiriza Katonda.
Say you decided to believe God.
Watandika otya?
How did you begin?
Wawulira ki?
What did you hear?
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Kyandise nnyo kubanga watandika owulira kigambo.
You began hearing the word.
Ate mu masakati ne bakugamba ebigambo.
And in the middle they told you words.
Oluba okyali mu kukkiriza Katonda kwe.
Are you still in the believing of God?
Obulokozi wonna wonna Mukama waabwe yimusa omulundi.
Salvation everywhere God has raised this.
Ng'aggyamu abugolokosa.
When he's been raising it.
Tugolokoka nga tuddeyo ku musingi gwa kigambo.
We awake going back on the foundation of the word.
Kizibu nnyo n'okukola ekintu kyonna eky'obwa Katonda.
Even very hard to do anything of God.
Ati wali Bible.
When there is no Bible.
Kubanga kankubadde ba malayika.
With the deep angels.
Ye tugenda okugenda ke buziba ke.
The depth we are going to go.
Nabo baagamba nga tuzze okutegeeza ebya nkombya wano
kwe. Then if you said you come to tell you what's written in the book of heaven.
Nabo baakolanga ebiwandiikiddwa.
Then who did what we are written.
Tekisoboka okukola ekintu kyonna n'ogamba nti okyali mu ddiini ya Katonda.
Do anything and you think you're still in the religion of God.
Oba mukiriza Katonda.
Or in believing God.
Nga mazima.
When truly.
Towulira kigambo kye.
Don't hear his word.
Era wano mutunule n'amaaso amoji
we kati. Look with keen eyes.
Nga mukiriza nti webula niye bawa obuyinza.
When you believe Hebrews gives you that right.
Kya babaweereza ababagabira ekigambo.
Those who give you feed you the word.
Batunulire paka ku nkomeero.
Look at them to their end.
Bwaba atandise ne kigambo
kakati they begin with the word.
Bwatandike mu maaso okubayi.
I hate when they begin to pervert.
Mubirenga basalu kumuyamba ko kuyimira.
Shift to help him to stand.
Ugame ne ruli watandika buli choyogera kirete byawandi.
Everything you spoke you brought scriptures.
Ate bino byo tukambi ne byawandi
kibwo. Then you tell us where are they written.
Naye yabigwe ko kubanga namu bulino kuyamba.
Them to be help for you to you have to help them.
Itani nga walula muweereza
wa. When Satan drugs your minister.
Chovula manjaga kunyweza obusingi gw'ekigambo.
That's why I want us to hold much the foundation of the word.
Banga manja ne bwena abampa abamujja kunda.
Though I pervert you will clearly see me.
Naye mubeera nga temulaba mu kigambo.
If you don't see me the word.
Nga mbavuga byenjagala.
And I drive you what I want.
Ntuka neva kumulamwa na
mwana mugobere. I pervert you are just following.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
And
if you have the light of the word you see, you can use it well. Not in wise king. And you save that minister.
No,
others want to act wise king. And they fix scriptures where they don't fit. And they think to make their colleagues think the ministers perverted. Ask them a number of scriptures.
Are
we to bring the light we've moved like that?
Let's
move on Romans 10:14.
Romans 10:14. Era balikiriza batya gwe batannawulirako. Era baliwulira batya awatali abuulira.
How will they quit one day if not believed? How will they believe when no one is sent? How will they hear when no one is
sent?
If no one preaches what? How does it move on? Preaching has to be existing. Teaching
of
the word of God.
But
the one sent comes from who?
He
is meant to speak whose words?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
When
he speaks what comes from his, they know. You know.
Know
that that comes from Satan. Satan himself. That's why I say believing God and the religion of God
acts
of righteousness. Bible gives us right
to
do or not to do.
So it's possible
to be in right salvation
there's
no faith here of hearing the word of God and there are no actions of the word of God as it commands. If you begin to add in them, to stop, or to twist in them, know where you have headed to.
You have
headed onto the ways of Satan.
Began
a religion and a belief of Satan.
Many
have begun things like those.
So, Montandika, your Protestant.
Now, in the beginning of Protestantism,
God
commanded they had to go back to the foundation of the
world.
For it's where the salvation which had arisen those days was.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But it moved for some time. And it was shaking. Till the 1800s, where it totally fell and was phased out. God arose it right from America. Salvation which has been moving these days. But in the 1906, in America it fell again.
And
right now we have that problem. There are those who fell and those still on track. But the meandering is right there. Now, as God re-arises this
from
Africa, as his promises have been,
it's
basically in Uganda, the pearl of Africa.
I want
to tell of some of the things which have been happening. Salvation has been passing through which criteria? And what battles that is
formed?
Our colleagues who have fallen, how have they fallen? And then we shall hold tight on the final work on the planet Earth.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on with Romans. Romans chapter 10, verse 15.
Era balibulira batya nga tebatumiddwa. Nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti ebigere byabwe nga birungi nnyo ababuulira enjiri ey'emirembe. Olunyole 16. Naye tebagondera njiri bonna, kubanga Isaya yogera nti, Mukama ani eyakkiriza ekigambo kyaffe?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Isaya gamba ani yakkiriza ekigambo.
Isaiah said we believed our message.
So it's a message.
It's a word.
It's a word. Bible yezimu zibichusa message. We
speak of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Who
believed our word? And the word came from where? Listen this word.
The
person
said
God sent me to preach the gospel. He sent me
to
pastor.
He
sent me
as
an apostle.
He
sent me
as
a prophet. The one coming from God speaks words.
Yes,
speak the words of God.
It's so hard to have any faith before God,
or
religion, acts of righteousness. Before God is no wrong. Religions of Satan are in the people. If you begin to say that God, He set me, I serve God, the foundation remains in His words. There's nothing you can do when you are not in the
word
and you say you're right. It
moved
well with God.
Here,
all religions are
disqualified.
All beliefs are disqualified.
Spiritual
wickedness, wizards, they all are disqualified from this point.
And
you're not worthy before the Lord. You can't stop coming from God. You can't preach when they have not sent you. But who sends you? When they send you, speak whose words?
Let's read
it in John and we see. John 3.
Tuli mu Yokana 3. Olunyo lwa 3 mwenye.
Yokana esula ya 3 olunyo lwa 3 mwenye.
John chapter 3 verses 34.
Kubanga Katonda bwe yatuma ayogera bigambo bya Katonda.
Katonda bwe yakola ki?
The one God sends speaks the words of God. How, where can they get them? We say when you go to speak the words of God, it's hard to speak when it's not in the word of scriptures. Even though you tell people this is lies, this and that, you will need scriptures to prove that they are lies. That this is truth. Scriptures to prove it.
That's
we're going to prove.
God
gave us the foundation of the word. Still gave us how to use it.
Then
we prove all which is done. Whether in the word.
Yes, we have a
zero. Praise Jesus.
Now
it's very hard
to
say God sent you.
No,
you don't speak the words of God. Let me tell you another thing on God. His words are purified 70 times. They pass through the seven spirits. If you begin to speak on behalf of God, expect you to speak words filled of His wisdom. And they connect with scriptures. Tell me in those scriptures. And the word you read and it's not on its standard. Tell me of a scripture.
Any
scripture you've ever read, not on its standard. Let me tell you, the words of God are like this. Those who were, they read it on a high standard. We who are here today, existing, higher standards. Those going to come at a very high standard.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Not generationally to reach.
And
retarded is no more applicable then. Now you speaking on behalf of God. You say God sent you. Speak words which are on standard on every generation.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
You
want to prove that they connect with the Bible? And how are they moving?
If
God sent you, what He brings you is this. Apostle Martin Luther, you began the protest.
In
those days which arose a salvation, 1517, God reminded him. No one can come to him without faith. Faith must be in hearing and hearing the word of God. That's why he told him. Right now, go back, get authority from the Bible.
For
things to be done and those not to be done. But I tell you, they moved on for some time. In the 1800s,
AD. They had totally gotten off that foundation. And we spoke of how many things they got Bibles commanded them to do them and they did different. That we tell you of the foundation now.
Right,
Christ and his church, you shall know the details. Not only those. I tell you when salvation fell in the 1800s. That which passed through Protestantism. Coming from England. It arose again through America. 1800s. And it's been moving for time. In 1906, it fell flat again. But it doesn't mean every falling. All of them are falling. There are still people who still insist. And we want to get arising again. Right now, God is raising us again.
Raising
us all foundations of salvation, how they are meant to be.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
it is told us those secrets. What happened on those who have been attaching themselves to Him? Then we shall understand how we are to stand.
But
know of one thing. When the person should deceive you, they were sent from God. When they speak their own. If they begin to speak,
come
from their own, they are messengers of Satan. And when they come to say, God told me, come with your panties.
But
I can pray for your marriage. Where is that written?
But
people, when they hear what is spoken, they say, prophets spoke, they go bring their parties. You
want
something, don't understand.
Understand
Satan has been calling us this type of faith. And he puts the faith which is not right. Not coming from hearing the word of God. And he attaches his own actions.
All
religions not of God. When come with jerrycans of water. I'm going to give you holy water.
And
you read who people got jerrycans in the Bible. And they took holy water. They don't know foundations which have been. Foundations of this
faith.
For we can believe in God. But before the battle,
they
command us all things not right.
You
can tell we are going to march for Jesus 7 times. You begin to march for Jesus that. You are marching. You go down, you go up.
Yes, we was with
praise Jesus so much. Because we too, when we came in believing God, we didn't know foundations of faith, how they are.
And
then we did also teach it out.
We need
to be singled out in this word we started there. Many people want to come to God, but they don't know how to come to Him. There are those who even came, but they don't know whether you indeed came. What proofs they came to God, they don't have the proof. You sit in the ship, yet don't know whether you came to God. You may even think you are not with Him there. But the truth is, if you say you are sent of God, it's hard to be that you're going to speak your own words. If you begin to speak your own, and we look in John, John 8:44, he says what? John 8:44.
Yokane sura ya munana olinyolwana.
John 8 from verse 40.
Naika kana msalama gezo okunzita. Omuntu ababulide byamazima. Je nawulira eri Katonda. Ibrahim te yakola bwatyo. Olinyolwana olumu. Mwe mukole mirimu gya kitamwe. Ne mugamba nti fete tuli bana bebolereze. Tulina kitafomu ye Katonda. Olinyolwana mwebiri. Yesu n'abagamba nti singa Katonda ye kitamu bwanijagadde nze kubanga naveri Katonda ne njijja so sajja kulwanga nzeka nayo ye yantuma olunyolwana mwebbiri anamu esatu kiki ekibalobedde okutegeera enjogera yange kubanga temuyinza kuwulira kigambo kyange
ekizibu kakati obutategeera Katonda byayogera
not understand what God speaks
bato yagala kuwulira kigambo
don't want to hear his word.
You
know, there are many people who have gathered.
Those
not ready to hear what God says here. There are things they single out they want.
Master,
they have not spoken of this is what had brought me today. Those coming to God have to do what? And they have to believe that he exists. How will they believe him when they hear his word?
They
refuse is what have room in them. He tells them this.
John
chapter 8 verse
44. Sote yanywerera mazima. Kubanga mazima tegali muye. Bwayogera obulimba, ayogera ekiva mu bibye.
When he speaks lies, he speaks. If you say God sent you, you begin a religion or a belief. God sent me bring revival.
He
sent me on deliverance, investing mission. But you ask them, friend, where is the foundation of our vesting? People, what are you going to tell them? The harvest. I will twist scriptures to focus in the harvest.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
This,
what the foundation moves on to speak. Give us order. We who believe the word, how do we move? We don't say because they have told us we have to believe the word. If someone brings it in any way that we follow it. The one coming from God speaks the words of God. When they give you a spirit, he never measures it.
It
means just to give you the spirit and is filled very well in the seven spirits.
What to
be purified seven times.
It
must come when you come to preach.
What?
Preach on the standard of the wisdom of God.
Understanding
of God.
The counsel
of God of season and times.
All
measurement scales of the
season
and times. Filled of the power of God. Through the spirit of power. And it's filled of knowledge. Of God.
Separate
worthy fool from the worthless. The one who serves God and whoever never serves him. And the spirit of fear of God
is
to hate evil
and
to help many come out of it. You're preaching in the word of God,
but
you fail to take away evils from people
and
to help many come from them.
We
we begin to doubt that ministration.
He said, God called
you, but you have not started the counsel of his words. You wait. You wait. Nothing you can begin of God
if you are
not in the foundation of his words. See, when the Spirit was sent in mission, now the Holy Spirit has to lead those bringing the word of God. But he too says he never speaks what comes from his. The Holy Spirit never speaks, never speaks what he wants.
Yes.
Gets from what is of Christ. What is of Christ is of the Father. He gets them from where? There is the book in heaven.
It's
what was first gathered. Even the chief apostle, the Holy Spirit,
he
never speaks his words.
Now
when you tell
God
us, God sent you that the religion to begin,
you
have to be careful, brethren. People
here,
the new generation with the full knowledge of God. Don't ask how are they to bring that knowledge.
And
others argue it's possible. No one can know God in the fullness.
When we
started, when God commanded, knowledge will fill the earth. Are you going to argue against him? Tell you Isaiah 11:9.
There
will not be destruction on any holy mountain of mine. For the world will be filled of the knowledge of God. Are you to argue against it? Or you are to believe his words? When he comes in Habakkuk 2:14, the world will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. You
are
against it. For us who believe God, we believe his words.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So, what we
try to bring in understanding. To go back to the foundation of the word of God.
There
is no salvation
where
this word is not.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus so much.
It's
impossible because even the Holy Spirit, like I told you, an apostle has come to lead us in things of salvation. And they told us to wait for the Holy Spirit. When he comes, he never speaks what he wants.
I know Kakasang, even to be okay with what I got in
the proof this is speaks connect with the scriptures.
He himself
knows was first spoken of as words.
And
he said, the words I said to you, they are spirits. Come speak things not clear. You know those people who pray to Shiva
and
spread the Lord.
He's
telling us,
today,
let's go home and we put salt in the basins with water.
Tunabe.
We bath our bodies. We hold salt in ourselves.
It
can even when you give your scripture,
Matthew
chapter 5, you are the salt of the world. What type of salt? The salt of the world appearing how? When you get out scriptures and the salt is the word of God which is been consecrated well and
is
moved command by command. People fall upon the
things
and they say the Spirit is speaking to them. If you want to know the right form of the Spirit,
he
cannot speak outside the word of God and he cannot mess up scriptures.
He himself gathered
this Bible with prophets and apostles. And he
said
that all is the word of God. Nothing to be done without it. I see as time has left us. Let's read a few scriptures, we shall add on. John 16. The chief apostle leading all of us, the Holy Spirit, he cannot speak what he wants. From verse 13.
Yohane sura ya 16 nyole
13.
Yohane sura ya 16 nyole 12.
John 16 from verse 12.
Nchali na bingi okubabulira. Naye temuyinza kubikumikiriza kakano. Nyole 13. Naye bwalijjo yo moyo wa mazima. Ana balungamyanga mazima gonna. Kubanga tayogerenga kubuweka. Naye byonna byanawuliranga byanayogeranga. Yanaba uliranga ebigenda okujja.
Omwoyo mutukuvu omulaba.
You see the Holy Spirit.
Papa Yesu yagenda n'atugamba.
The Lord Jesus went to tell us.
Bade na bingi byokubagamba. Ne store agate mulina.
Much to tell you, but you have no store to keep it.
Omwoyo mutukuvu bwalijja.
But when the Holy Spirit will come,
ajaba lungamya mazima gonna.
He will guide and lead in all truth.
Ekigambo kulungamya mazima.
The word leading you in all truth.
Kitegeeza mazima ago we
gali. It means that truth is there.
Ninga litumanyiga kwesa.
But we don't know how to use it.
Tumanyiga tambuli.
We don't know how to move in it.
Tusobola kevi kulia.
We cannot reveal it to ourselves.
Yo kulungamya akola alungamya mwebi ebiri.
He guides us in what is existing. That's why it's the Spirit who brought things from heaven in the book of God in heaven.
And
the Bible speaks, prophets never spoke
to them,
but they were led.
Being
led by the Holy Spirit, and they spoke what came from God. Are we together? Even the Holy Spirit never speaks what comes from His. Now imagine. You cannot understand more than the Holy Spirit. If the Spirit wanted to speak what comes from Him, you would have spoken. For He understands. Now imagine you are just mere human being. You don't know even things of tomorrow. What comes from yours and pervert children? Let me tell you, my brother.
So
we are on this world.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus. But we go away. You may not know where we have gone. But where are you going yourself? If I lead you wrongly. If I give you what never reaches you in heaven,
right,
I want you to trust the word of God. Trust the Bible. Foundation of the rightful faith of God.
And
rightful act.
What
we call the right religion of God.
And
you refuse, don't do this.
And
he commands, do this. And we do.
You
will always hold the guarantee in you even when I've left. That you're going to heaven. Go back to the Father. If I told you my own words, after I will go away, then you will ask where I will go. Be yourself the light you're heading to, you don't see it. A priest dies one day,
Baba,
or the Pope, and he told you what he told you,
yet
you don't know where he went. Why don't I
read
on prophets whom I'm clear knowing where they went? Be a person to tell me when I don't know even where you are going. You tell me your own things. And you go away, go. I don't know where you are going. Me too, I'm not sure of what you told me. They came from your own words.
You see,
is a spirit who came from the Father. He cannot speak his words.
Even
the prophets didn't give them his.
He's
the one who leads us as church and as children of God. But all along,
sends
us go back to the foundation of the word. Nothing is to be done not in the word of God. No authority given us. Do or not to do. Not first understood the word of God, it speaks words.
Many
things God passed through Martin Luther. Salvation then, which was known as Protestantism, who protest against Catholicism, which destroyed salvation within it. To erase the Roman Empire. As they made its image the Roman Catholic. But as I speak now, Protestantism gave up on the foundation. Many things commanded in the word, they don't do them.
You'll
begin from the churches they build. For church to be built, it's us the saints. They are building rather buildings. And they put on Church of Uganda. It's not even of your God, it's of Uganda.
Or
Church of England.
Or
Church of Kenya.
In other,
we are taught to believe, confess salvation. That truth they rebelled against it. The new priesthood we entered in gives us the garments to clothe, the gospel in the feet, truth in the waist, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the word of God, helmet of salvation, the Holy Spirit. Go and see what they clothe now. Many things I can't list one by one. All we take back the foundation of the word of God. It's impossible to say you believe God and you don't believe in hearing the word of God. And what you do is not commanded in the word of God.
For
what's been refused.
Now
all you have to get to the word of God. We shall begin from there the other time. And we see the Holy Spirit.
He to
the apostle to lead us. How he never speaks beyond scriptures. And he never speaks what comes from his. He speaks from the word of God. Do not be the same.
That
Spirit told you a new word.
All
words the Spirit speaks are in the scroll within heaven. And in this Bible they are there.
Because
the Bible we have is a copy of the one in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Someone.
So there we shall be able to hold the foundation.
I've
gone back to John 1.
That
without the word of God, nothing was created which was created. Nothing you can do in the kingdom of God
which
is not in the word of God. Paul said, I came in the scroll written about me. And
they
say, look me in scriptures.
But
all those speak of me and my
name. You
want to know the rightful things of Christ. Don't waste time getting go back to scriptures. May God bless you. We shall begin from there. Thank you for coming.